This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Pancetta, mushroom, tortellini. You can eat smart, still fit in your bikini. I ordered Blue Apron, I've been happy ever since. They sent pre-portioned meals, I don't make no measurements. Saute the pancetta, then I add the mushrooms. Large skillet, cause you can't have too much room. Garlic pesto, tomato paste, Calabrian chili, season the taste. Order Blue Apron today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A schoolteacher in Queens has been accused of sexual abuse, and the victims, police say, were his own students. Vamshi Guduru works at John Bowne High School in Flushing and is facing charges including forcibly touching several teenagers. Seven have come forward. All are between the ages of 15 and 17. The 36-year-old educator was given supervised release after his arraignment last night, and his seven accusers have been given full orders of protection. The NYPD is asking that anyone else who may have been a victim report it to their sex crimes hotline. A court date this afternoon in Brooklyn for the Trump-connected lawyer accused of trying to blackmail a former client who was pardoned last year by President Trump. Now, according to the New York Times, a report in the Times, Joshua Nass was still owed $500,000 after helping Joseph Schwartz win clemency. Nass is accused of hiring an enforcer to help collect the cash by pressuring his ex-client's son to pay up. Doing, quote, anything and everything, Nass allegedly paid the alleged enforcer $3,000 and told him to visit the son's home and even discussed physically assaulting the victim if necessary, allegedly. Now, court records indicate Schwartz was a Rockland County insurance broker who pleaded guilty in the collapse of a nursing home empire, endangering residents and defrauding workers, according to prosecutors. He admitted to $40 million in unpaid payroll taxes and Medicaid fraud and began what was supposed to be a three-year prison sentence last August, but then was pardoned by President Trump 3 months later. Schwartz attended the White House Hanukkah party a month after that, according to the Times. Well, the hunt is on for the gunman who killed a 36-year-old man in Flushing. Jairo Vince Cobina was initially transported to Elmhurst Hospital in critical condition, but later died, according to authorities. Police say he was shot multiple times around 8 last night on 55th Avenue near 97th Street. Not clear yet what exactly led up to that shooting. So if you think you look like Bad Bunny or could do a good impersonation of the Super Bowl halftime performer, you could win a $500 prize in the Bronx today. There's a lookalike contest taking place.
So a new lookalike contest hit the streets of Nueva York. Aye. I know you've heard that before. That's right. It's all about Bad Bunny here, where we meet honest contestants like Noel.
I don't really think I look like him that much, but might as well give it a shot, see what happens.
And dedicated ones like Gene.
Every time I walk outside, there isn't a moment where I don't hear it, but it's a great honor.
But I gotta tell you, some tough competition here. The outfits, facial expressions, even his mannerisms, these Bad Bunnies brought their A game. Karina came to watch, and she says to really embody Benito 2.0.
You have to be chill but cool. Like, he even walks cool.
Okay, let's see if they can pull off a Super Bowl performance, though. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM and El Bronx.
The Red Storm just one win away from another Big East title. A win over Seton Hall last night put St. John's in tonight's championship game against UConn. Fox Sports had the call.
Seton Hall will back off. And this game will end. The St. John's Red Storm. For the first time since the 1999-2000 season, St. John's has made back-to-back Big East championship games.
And St. John's will take on UConn game time 6:30 tonight at the Garden. Well, emergency crews are on the scene of a house explosion in Newark, New Jersey this afternoon. It happened shortly before 12:30 on Magazine Street. City officials say workers were repairing a water line at the location when they apparently hit a gas connection, and that touched off the blast. A construction worker and two teenagers were hurt. Nearby homes have been evacuated, and repairs are being done right now. A fire at a NYCHA complex in Brooklyn this morning has landed a resident in the hospital, as authorities now try to figure out what started it.
From the entry to the fourth floor, a cleanup mission from NYCHA. They're sweeping water out of this seven-story building. Lamont here lives on the fifth, just a floor above the fire.
Somebody done called the fire department. They showed up, ambulance showed up, cops showed up, everybody showed up.
Yeah. Red Cross on scene as well. Some tenants say they're helping the affected family. Now, the cause of the fire still TBD, but Lamont suspecting electrical overuse.
Do you feel like that's an issue that happens here?
People yeah, this is the project. They're not going to give you all that electricity. So you can't have a million things plugged up. You have to have the essentials that's important, like refrigerator.
And FDNY says one person's hospitalized. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Canarsie.
One person now in custody after a shooting early this morning in the Bronx. Police say two men were shot around 5 a.m. on White Plains Road in the Wakefield section. A 38-year-old man was hit multiple times. He's now hospitalized in stable condition. A second man shot in the chest is expected to be okay. The motive in that incident not known. Mayor Mamdani now admitting the Islamophobia surrounding his time in Gracie Mansion is taking its toll. He was asked about the recent violent anti-Muslim protests on the Upper East Side, as well as a social media post shared by a U.S. senator that invoked the 9/11 attacks alongside Mamdani's picture.
It takes a toll. It does, in that it makes you feel as if you are lonely in the place that you know is your home. You are isolated within it.
That social media post was from Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, saying Mamdani is, quote, the enemy inside the gates. Tuberville has been called on to apologize, but he has not.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.